We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis. We've got Marvin Rodriguez, Riley County Commission Vice Chair. Josh Gearing, Assistant Director at Riley County EMS, joining us on the program here today. As we're talking about those who help us in the community. EMS, obviously a big part of that. So was the health department, and that they were in the news yesterday. As we understand, longtime director Jennifer Green has announced her resignation. A little bittersweet.
Yes, it is, and because she has really worked hard. She was hired about in 16, I believe, and we looked all over for her, and I know that Dave Lewis was involved with that, and they made an excellent choice in what she did. She has brought that health department up to snuff and more. She writes grants, gets grants all over. She's really accomplished a lot. One of her accomplishments has been that she was able to secure a WIC program at the Fort Riley Hospital, which is the only one in the nation where a civilian county-type operation is in a military base with a program such as the WIC program.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
She really did work hard for that one.
Well, and you know, her job is helping those who maybe are falling under the correct term is here, but maybe aren't qualifying for some services here, and she's been able to get out in the public and get that information
and get that
out.
Done. She really has done a super job. Like on Fort Riley, there's a lot of young soldiers and wives and. And they do that. They have the same problems that they do in the civilian world with not knowing where to get assistance for their children because you know this is their first child or whatever it is, and they're away from home, so they have a lot of that on Fort Riley, and they were going in and out to Manhattan or Gary County. And so they have to take if they didn't have a car or if they didn't have nothing, they just couldn't get off post like they wanted to do. And so she saw the need and got Fort Riley to agree to the fact that they can service the citizens of Fort Riley a lot better by allowing Riley County to come in and do all the work for them. And then the state saw how good that was. The state also had... the WIC program for Gary County shift over to Riley County, and then same thing in Clay Center. Now, Gary County is now doing their own WIC program, but she has taken this on with a ferocity that we've not seen in a while of how to get things done. And also the Riley County also inspects daycare centers. To make sure that they're okay. They're still doing that in Gary County, and they're still doing that for Clay County. That the state has asked Riley County to do that because the other services didn't have enough people or they didn't have whatever it was they needed. But Riley County now does it because we're doing a good job on it. And those services are being paid by the state, not the county. So we're really doing a great, great job.
Now, you found out last Thursday of her resignation. When will that take effect then? Is it the end of the month or?
Probably early in November or middle of November.
Okay. And the whole reason is because her husband has another job he's taking here.
Well, he's being transferred to Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, North Carolina with a promotion. And I don't think they can pass that up.
Sure.
And, you know, we wish him well. She has been a super employee. They're just a super couple.
So she'll have a hand in the selection process of the next director.
Yes, she will. And because we know now what to look for because she has really, again, done a super job. She has a doctorate in this nursing administration.
Right. And you mentioned here, we were talking during the break, that the health department is about to be accredited.
Yes, too. There's, I think, two others in the state. I think Wichita is accredited, and there's another one. But we'll be accredited in early November, just before she leaves. She'll make sure that happens, and which we will be really proud of.
So as far as confidence going forward, selecting a new director, you feel pretty good, I would think, than with her sitting on the committee and you know, you having a few months maybe to find somebody.
Yes, we've already sent it out, and we've already got one applicant. But, you know, we're going to hold them all until sometime in September or so to start looking at everybody.
Sure.
But I'm sure that there are going to be enough of them to select someone hopefully good.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Marvin Rodriguez, Vice Chair of the Riley County Commission. We've also got Josh Gearing, Assistant Director of Riley County EMS. Some other items coming up here. This Thursday you have the joint meeting with the City of Manhattan and Pottawatomie County.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only saw the one item on the agenda yesterday, but and that has to do with noise abatement.
Right. That has to do around with Riley County and whatever county is, you know, close to Fort Riley, but mostly it's Riley County, to make sure that when people are buying homes in that area that they understand that there's going to be noise and there's going to be some shaking of houses, because my house shakes when they really, Fort Riley really gets to fire a lot of stuff. And I understand, but getting them to know and understand this is what happens, and that they need to, if they don't want the noise like it is, they need to do something to their homes, better windows, better insulation, other things to kind of help reduce that. But that they shouldn't be complaining and with a noise. And as one of the Tim Livesley used to say there from Fort Riley, that that's the sound of freedom. Mm-hmm. So, and some people just don't understand. And, you know, you get lightning and thunder and it shakes the house. It's no different than that. And but Fort Riley is there. It's a major base, and they do the training, and that's how you have to do the training, and so they have to understand if they live close, this is going to happen when they move in.
Do you guys get a lot of complaints still? I mean, I know there's people that move in all the time to Riley County, mm-hmm. and you have that anywhere also on your website to show people, you know, this is going to be happening?
Well, when that is finally put into the county as an ordinance, then it will be.
Okay.
But it's not finished up yet. We're still trying to get that situated, and hopefully here within the year it'll be done.
All right. Another item on the list here for Thursday's meeting is Blue Township Sewer District.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe explain a little bit more. I didn't quite say that accurately there.
Well, the Blue Town Sewer District is between the city and Pott County Blue Town District. Okay. And when they get that finished up and get it done, then what's going to happen is they're going to try to annex that, Manhattan is, into the city limits. And when that happens, they're also going to have code from the city of Manhattan. And when the code goes in, this means you have to be a licensed builder, licensed contractor, to do your work there, and you're going to be required to get that through the City of Manhattan offices over on Kimball and Denison.
So that one probably will have no bearing so much on Riley County then, I would think.
No.
Okay. All right. So that's the items coming up here, Thursday's joint meeting. That'll be hosted by you guys this time?
It'll be at the Chamber Commission Hall there, Chambers, and it's at 4 o'clock. And public's welcome to come. It's an open meeting.
Okay. 4 o'clock Thursday, the joint meeting between Riley County, Pottawatomie County, City of Manhattan. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more with Marvin Rodriguez. We'll get Josh Gearing here on the program as well. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.